We learned the first year, we learned about the concept of a mazik, what the chiyuv, what the responsibility is to watch your animal. We differentiated between adam mazik and mamon mazik, between you yourself causing damage or your animals or your possessions causing damage. We differentiated between the various types of mazikim that the Torah speaks about. That was the first year. Last year, we gave a very deep concept. We spoke about the Gemara that discusses told the same Kayotzben and Lafayetos. Try to remember, but the toldus of the Av. The Av is what's written in the Torah. The tolda is not what's written in the Torah, but it's similar to that. We basically showed that the four mazikim, each one has a different, unique characteristic. What's unique about Karen, about the ox with the goring, is that it's kavanos elahazik, that it has intent to cause damage. And any form of mazik, which is kavanos elahazik, again, not momen mazik, but not odama mazik, but rather your items, your utensils, your animals, anything that belongs to you that has kavanos elahazik would fall under the category of Karen, of goring. And therefore the Gemara says, nishicha, or beita, pushing, or biting, all that is kavanos elahazik, that falls under the category of Karen. Then there is shein, which when the animal eats, it's anything which is yesh hanah lezeka, anything which is benefit to the hezek while it's being caused. While the hezek is being done, there's some type of benefit which is done. And the Gemara says, if an animal goes and lies on your field, your animal goes and lies on somebody else's field, you know, in order to scratch its back, yesh hanah lehezeka. There is hanah to the hezek while it's being done. We saw a concept of bar. What's unique about the bar is the mamakim the manchi mazki. In other words, rather than it going out and causing damage, you create the bar, the obstacle, and something falls into the bar. Right? It doesn't move. It's not going anywhere, but it stays there. And mamakim the manchi, wherever it is, mazki. That's where the damage it causes. And then we saw the last one, which is eish, which is fire, that it's koyach achem ubevoy. In other words, I just light the fire over here, and then I need the wind, right, to light it in my property. And then I need the wind to go and bring it to the other person's property. So these are the four unique characteristics of the four major mazikim. And each one, these defining characteristics, you can learn anything which is similar to that and would fall under that category. So last week we discussed about the toldus machim, remember, about the toldus kayotzben, laf kayotzben. This week we're going to go on to the new topic, but we need to borrow a little bit from last week, so we're going to have a little bit of review when we get into the subject. Tana Rabbanan, let's learn a piece of Gemara together. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan learns. Gimel avos ne'emru bishar. Three avos of mazikim, three major mazikim, ne'emru bishar, are written by the shar. In other words, the Torah speaks about three types of damage caused by the shar. There's the keren, which is the goring, the horns, the hashein, which is, by the way, the unique characteristic of keren is kavanos elahazik, it wants to cause damage. The hashein, which is the teeth, biting, eating, not biting, but eating, which is yeshano elezeko. The horegel, and the foot, which the foot is derech hiluchoy mazik. While it's walking, it causes a hezek. These are the three components of the shar that cause damage. The keren, the shein, and the regel. Now the Gemara is discussing, this Gemara is talking about keren. Keren menolom. How do I know that damage which is caused by the keren, by the horn, that is chayev? The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, because he says, Kiyigach, says in the Torah, Kiyigach sharish et shareyu. In other words, if the animal gores, Ein yigich ele bekeren. Yigach means, the way to gore is bekeren with the horn. Shenema, like it says, V'yas lo tzitio ben knano, kao ne balzel. And tzitio ben knano made horns of metal. V'yem, koyom ar Hashem, so said Hashem, V'ele tenaka chasarom, with these, you shall gore aram. That's how you'll vanquish your enemies. So we see that clearly that yigach, right? Be'ele tenagach es arom. You see that kiyigach is with the keren, with a horn. Va'imer, and another eye is, b'char sharei hodoloi v'karnei re'eim karnov, with the karnei re'eim, with the horns of the re'eim, karnov, that those are these horns, behem with them ami minagach. So again, you see that keren is used for negicha. Gemara says, my va'imer, why do you need to suck? We see already from the first pasuk that Tzidkio, Ben Kanano, takes the horns and he goes and damages, and that's how he causes damage. So why do you need a second pasuk telling me, B'char Shara Hadalai? The Gemara says, my boy, if you want to say Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Yalpinon, then you can't learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. You know, the first pasuk is Divrei Kabbalah. It's in the Navi, it's not in the Torah. Toshma, b'chashera hodaloi. That's we need a pasuk in the Torah. In other words, the second pasuk is in the Torah. So there we know that Negicha is Bekeret. So Gemara says, what do you mean? V'hai me'lefu? We're not learning anything from there. Gilin mil zavalmu. He's just showing me that Ki'igach is Keren. So why do you need a second pasuk? Negicha Bekeretu. Elo says Gemara, no. Ma'u the same. I would have thought, Ki'pol gachmon lebein tam lemuot. Where does the Torah differentiate between tam and muot? We know that by Keren. The halach is that the first three times is tam. The last time, after the third time, it's a mu'ud. The first three times you pay chati nezek, half the amount. The last time you pay nezek sholem. So where does the Torah differentiate between tam and mu'ud, han and mila b'tlusha? I would think only by a keren tlusha. What's a keren tlusha? Look in Rashi. Elo, lohochi yitzuch v'oimer. The ma'ud is tam. I would have thought ki chol gachmona bein tam lemu'edis. The b'shar tam tzi v'chati is kasboi. Now we think where the Torah differentiates between Shar Tam and Shar Muad. There by Tam it says, you split it in half. Delay Mishalam Elachati Nezek, Ubamit Muad Siv, and by Muad it says, Shalim Mishalam Shar Tam, the Shar Tam, Shalim Nezek Shalim. So the way would I differentiate between Tam and Muad, that you only pay the first two times, you only pay half. The last time you pay Muad, you pay full amount. Hanamila, I would think that's by Bekeren Talusha. I would think that's when the horn is Talush. The horn is removed from the animal. Because after all, the first pasuk is talking about that the horns take these horns and go behem to naga chazarom. So there, the horns are not attached to the person or to the animal. So I would think bekeren tlusha, only when the animal takes the horns detached from his body and he goes and he gores, then you pay chati nezek the first time and nezek sholem the third time. Ukagoyim, for example, shachza beima keren bechinel. The animal takes the horns between its teeth, right? He finds a horn, he finds a stick, a horn, anything, takes it between his teeth, and goes and knocks somebody with a stick that he has in his teeth. Such a case, keren tlusha, where the horn is attached to the animal, that's why I think such a goring, then you pay the first two times half nezek, you pay half, the last time you pay nezek shalim. The hosom vada le mishalim tam kule nezek. There, you would not pay the full amount. That's not a usual way of goring. The owner had no idea. He didn't have to watch from this. This is a strange thing. In such a case, the tam pays chatzi nezek. But if the animal gores with the horns attached, the urcheyum, because that's a regular way of doing it, I would think in such a case, you pay full amount. It's like kula mu'edes, afilu b'tchilo, u'mishalim nezek sholem. There I would pay the full amount even the first time. So that's why I need the second part to tell me that Ki'igach, that differentiates between Tam and Mu'ud, is not just talking about like the first pasuk where the horn is not attached to the animal, rather the animal takes a horn or takes a stick and pushes with his mouth, right? I would think that only that case, Kamashmon, there's a second pasuk tell me that even when it's attached to the body and it's a regular goring, and that's a more regular type of goring because it's attached to the animal, even over there, it's the first two times you pay chati nezek, and the last time you pay nezek sholem. And don't say that in that case, from the beginning, you pay nezek sholem. Why? Because urchei bekach, that's a noble way of doing it, and therefore you have to pay full nezek. That's a Rashi learns Gemara. Very clear Gemara. Any questions? David, what's the question? In other words, after you have the second pasuk, why do you need the first pasuk altogether? I think the question is asked. I've seen it. I don't know by who though. It's a good question. Correct. But all right, fine. You're right. Good point. But I think I've seen that. I don't remember where. But the concept is clear. In other words, the Gemara basically says that if there be only one pasuk, then I would think that where does the Torah differentiate between tam and muad? That's only if it's a crazy way of goring. Now the animal takes a stick or the horns, which are detached from the body, and goes and gores with these horns. Such a case, then the first two times you pay chati nezek, the next time you pay nezek shalom. However, if the animal, in such a case, I would think if the animal takes the horns, which are attached to the body, and gores in a regular fashion, then you pay nezek shalom even the first time. Kamashalom. The second Ponti tells me that even in such a case, you pay Chatzinezik the first time and as a Shalom the third time. Clear, that's what the Gemara says. Comes along Taisa and says, wait a second. Doesn't make sense. Why? Because Taisa asks the question, look at Taisa, Av Mukhubez Emukulu Medicine. The Shalom Nezik, Shalom Afila Pam Lishayu. The Intaimau, Taisa asks the question, Umehecha Taisa. Why would I think that goring nuts, keren tlusha, meaning goring with the horns attached to the body, you pay nezek shalom? Where would I know that you'd be chayav altogether? Where would I learn from that? In other words, if you tell me the pasuk talks about keren tlusha, where it's not attached to the body, and that's what the pasuk is talking about when it says kiga, and that's what the Torah says, first two times chati nezek, next time nezek shalom. So why would I think that if the animal gores with the horns which are attached to the body, which is not the same case, he says, why would I know Yechayim altogether? How would I know Chayim? Don't say anywhere. Why would I think of Chayim? So he says, Mehechatesha, where would I know that Yechayim? Even with Lusha, if you're telling me that it's similar to the Karen to Lusha, which is what the Torah would have said, the first Pasuk, in other words, just like when the horns are detached, Yechayim, the first two times, Chantinezik, and next time, Yechayim, Shalim, if you're telling me that if the horns are attached, you also chayv just like Karen Tlusha. If you're learning from Tlusha, Da'ayok Tlusha. Then you shouldn't be chayv more than Tlusha. Then it's detached. And we're detached. You don't have chayv right away, Nezek Shalem. You only chayv Chati Nezek the first two times, and Nezek Shalem the last time. So why would I think that if it's detached, Karen Mechuberes, you'd be more chayv than Karen Tlusha? I don't know, I'm chayv altogether. So I'm learning that I'm chayv Karen Mechuberes. From Karen Tlusha, Dayok Tlusha can be more than Tlusha. And just like that Karen Tlusha, the first two times you pay Chati Nezek, and the last time you only pay Nezek Shalem, why would I think that Karen Mechuberes, you pay Nezek Shalem immediately? If I'm knowing it from Tlusha, it shouldn't be better than Tlusha, so why would I pay Nezek Shalem? That's the question. Elamai, Im Mishar Ovis, Elamai, you can tell me no. We're not learning it from Karen itself. Rather, we're learning it from the other Ovis Mezikim. In other words, we're learning it from Shar and Bar and from the other others. The Taisa says it's not true. Why is it not true? Because the Gemara later on says, the Gemara in Daf Amud Beis, that you cannot really learn Karen from all the other others. Why can't you learn Karen from all the other others? Look in the Gemara in Daf Amud Beis, number 2 in the sheet. Omar Rabbah, V'chula Kishadis, on the first page. Omar Rabbah, V'chula Kishadis Bobinayu, that all those, if you put, let's say, Bar with Shar, a Bar with Chain, a Bar with Regal, whatever you learn Bar with, the first page, number 2, Asher Kula B'Matzad, you can learn them all with a Mamotzinu, you can all learn them from the other others, right? Dach and Lahazik, Shmirat and Alecha, that you have to watch them in Yechayiv, Levar Mikeren, besides Keren, why? Bishum Deikel Mifla, because you can ask, Malakulu Shekem Wadin Mitchilosam, because all the other ones, Bar and Chain, and Regel, all the other Ovis Nezikim, are Mu'adin Mitchilosam, meaning they cause damage, in other words, they're Mu'ad. It's Urche, it's a usual form of causing damage. So therefore, these, you are Chayiv. Mash'enke Karen, with not a usual form of doing it, I would not be able to learn from the others. So the Gemara clearly says that you cannot learn Karen from the others. If it wouldn't have said Karen, you can learn Karen from the other Ovis, because Karen is different. Because Karen is a Mu'adin Mitchilosam. It's not a normal way of learning it. So take this, where you want to learn it from. If you want to learn it from Tlusha, if you want to learn Karen Mechuberes from Karen Tlusha, there's only one Pasuk, then the Pasuk is talking about Karen Tlusha. So if you tell me that Karen Mechuberes, I'm also Chayef, because I'm learning it from Karen Tlusha, it should not be better than Tlusha. So why would it be Chayef Nezek Shalom the first time? Doesn't make sense. If I'm learning it from the other Ovis, the Gemara says that you cannot learn Karen from the other Ovis, because Karen is Meshuna. It's still not a usual way of doing things. So therefore, if it's not a normal way of doing things, you cannot learn it from the other of us. So where would I know in the Habami that Taisa says, why would I think that Karen Mechuberes pays Nezek Shalem? You don't pay at all. If you tell me you learn it because I learned like Karen Tlusha, you should be Chayiv Chati Nezek. So why, where's the Habami to come from that you pay Nezek Shalem? Tree, you following the Gemara? You following Taisa. Taisa's question. What don't you follow? No, let me hear. What's the question? Nachum, what's your question? There must be a question, because I see nobody's jumping up from Chase's question.
You mean the Gemara in Daf Hei? Right. The Tlusha you do know. Right. I know. So learn from Tlusha. But you can't learn from the others. Then you're learning from Tlusha and the others. What do you mean? So then it should have the halachas of Tlusha. Die of the Tlusha. Not the data. So Beryl, were you here last week, Beryl? You were not here last week. So last week we discussed, that's not Pashup Shah. The Brisker Rav, that's a big Kiddush in the Sugya. One goes through it inside, but that's what he learned, but that's a very good shot. But last week we discussed this point, specifically, remember last week we discussed the point, but we're going to review it again. Before we get to that, simple question that Taisha says, very simple. Taisha says, where am I learning Karen Mechuberes? So there's only one pasuk that tells me Karen Tlusha. And Karen Tlusha tells me, you pay Chatzi Nezik the first time, and the last time you pay Nezik Shalom. So where would I know Karen Mechuberes you pay Nezik Shalom? If you're learning it from Tlusha, ain't going to work. Why? Because Tlusha, the first time, is Chatzi Nezik. So Karen Mechuberes can be better than Karen Tlusha. It doesn't make sense. What are you going to tell me? You learn it from the other others. The Gemara later on says, you cannot learn from the other others. Why can't you learn from the other others? Because Karen is a Mishunas. Karen is not more Mitzchilasim. Comes Beryl, and Beryl says that no. But once I know that Karen Tlusha is already one of the others, so what are you telling me? In other words, learn it from the other others. What are you telling me? Oh, you can't learn from the other others. Because Karen is different, because Karen is not more Mitzchilasim, but Karen Tlusha does work. So I asked Beryl, yeah, but if Karen Tlusha works, then you're learning it from Karen Tlusha. And Karen Tlusha should get the characteristics of Karen Tlusha, and therefore it should pay Chatzi Nezek, Dayok and Tlusha. That's part of Taisha's first question. So what's your answer to that? Say, no, we'll learn it from Karen Tlusha, but not completely. How does that work? That even if it's not Mu'ud Mitzchilas, it still works. Okay. You'd learn it from Karen Tlusha. From one of the, you sound familiar? Does that sound familiar? I mean, it's unbelievable, Beryl, I'm impressed with you. Because the Brit Rav has a whole piece of Torah, and this is basically what he says. I mean, he brings Raya's from it, and we discussed it last week, but you hit it spot on, just from understanding from the Kasha, from the Gemara. We didn't discuss this part last week, but we're going to tie it in this week. But that's basically the concept of what he says. Basically, we said last week, Ari, you remember what we said last week, right? The concept. So basically, the concept of what he says last week, we skipped the whole first, other part of the place, I want to get to the next part anyway. But basically, we said like this. We said that there's a rush. The rush, we skip the riff also. The rush says that if you have avnoi v'sakinoi umasoi, right, shenichon v'roish gadoi. We said last week, what about a mazik where you have a combination of the two? Remember? Remember we did say that? You had your stone and your knife that you put on top of your roof. Right? You put on top of your roof. Now, a wind comes and throws it to the ground. Now it's on the ground. There's a knife sticking out on the ground, folding right like this. Somebody walks by and cuts himself. Are you chayav to pay for the damage that was done? You put your knife on the roof. Then a wind comes and throws it to the ground. Are you chayav to pay? And then somebody comes and hits it. Why you have to pay? Steve, why you have to pay? Which one is it? Oh, the Gemara says, Avnoi Sakino Yumasoi Shenichon Barosh Da'agoy Yuchayev, because we learn from both bar and esh. Right? It's a combination of bar and esh. It's not really bar, because bar is over here. But it's not really esh either, because esh is, and that actually causes damage. So it's a combination of bar and esh. I made the bar on my roof. Then it came and the Korach Acham Ura, the wind threw it to the ground, and now it's Barnation of Chayim Abor. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim that the halacha, the various characteristics with Barn Esh. For example, Esh is Potur Batamu, which means Esh is only Chayim if the damage is caused in a public way. But if something is hidden while the fire is raging, you're Potur. For example, a person has clothing inside, hiding money inside his haystack. Even though I lit the fire in Chayim, Eish am only chayiv on the public things. The money which was hidden in Eishah, special potter, pure, tamun ve'eish, something which is hidden, Eish's man does not apply over there. So the question is, in the case where this mazik, which is a combination of both bar and eish, are you going to be chayiv on tamun, or you're not going to be chayiv on tamun? So the Rashi brings out one shita. He says, no, you're going to be potter from both. Whatever tour you have from eish, you're going to be chayiv. Whatever tour you can have from bar, you can be chayiv. Because this is a combination of both. That's one chat. The other chat, the Rashi says, no. Even though we learn it from bar and eish, by the end of the day, how do we call this mazik? Says the Rashi, we call this mazik bar. This is a bar. It works most likely like a bar. Even though we learn it from bar and from eish, by the end of the day, this is a shame bar, and therefore it's a shame bar, therefore you're not going to have the tour of eish. Even though we, in order to be chayiv with mazik, you need to learn from both bar and eish, but at the end of the day, what? How do we classify this mazik as a bar? So even though we learn it from eish as well, at the end of the day, it's considered a bar. That is the way the Rosh says. Says the Brisk Rav, I mean, last week we showed it inside the Rif, it's beautiful, we showed it on fit altogether. But basically, the concept that he says the Brisk Rav, we see from over here, from this Rosh, that even though you learn something from eish and bar, it doesn't necessarily get the characteristics of eish and bar. Right? Is that clear? Now, I can learn it from this mazik. I put it on top of the roof, and it goes to the ground, and it damages. So, in order to be chayiv this mazik, I have to learn from both bar and eish. I have to learn from both them. Nevertheless, it's not going to get the characteristics of bar and eish. It's only going to get the characteristics of bar, and therefore you're not going to be potter on top of it. That's just why. If I learn it from bar and eish, you should be able to get the tour of both bar and eish. This thing should be a bar and eish combination, and whatever eish is potter, you should be potter, and whatever bar is potter, you should be potter. Why do we say that? Why do we say you just look at it as bar? Is that a question? Yeah? Okay. Come let's go one step further. Says the Brisk Rav, we'll read it inside. He says the reason is because bar and eish, where we learn it from, the two things to a mazik. One, we have to know that it's a mazik, that you chayiv as a mazik. Right? That you chayiv as a mazik. It's a shem mazik. It's a mazik. So that we learn from bar, you learn from eish. That's one halacha. One halacha is to tell me that you learn from the other's mizikin. The Torah says four things. Says Shar, Karen, says Shane, says Rego, and says Bar. These four things. Anything else that is considered a mazik, we learn from any of those four things. Right? We might learn from a combination. We learn it from the general Tzad HaShavah, which the Mishnah quotes, HaTzad HaShavah Sheben, Sheshmiros Dalkon LaHazik, Ushmirosan Alecha. Meaning, it causes damage, and you have to watch it. Anything which is learned from any form of combination, of char, bar, age, bar. The first thing it teaches you is that it's a shame mazik. And that's all it teaches you. Every type of mazik, whether it's a tolda, whether it's a av, whether it's written in the Torah, whether it's not written in the Torah, they're all the same, that they all learn from this characteristic of shmiras on alecho, dach and azik, and therefore it's a shame mazik. First rule, it's a mazik. That's all we learn from the Tzad HaShavah. Now says this word. After we learn from the Tzad HaShavah that it's a mazik, and they're all the same. Eish and bar alone, av, tolder, all the same. There's a separate question. Under what category do I put it in? Is it an eish? Is it a bar? Is it an adam? Is it a mother? Which one do I throw it in? What name does it get? That's a separate question. You have to look. How does it operate? Does it operate like a bar? Does it operate like a shor? Just because you learn it from something doesn't mean it gets those characteristics. You learn it from something that teaches me it's a shame mazik. Once it's a shame mazik, now there's a separate question. Okay, we know now this Asian bar combination. You're higher. Why? Because it's a shame mazik. Now what type of mazik is it? Okay, let's see what the characteristics are. Let's see, is it dach and azik? Is it work like a bar, meaning it's stationary and then somebody falls into it? Is it kavanos al azik? Is it yeshano al azeko? All these characteristics just to define what name we're going to give to it. But the reason why you're higher, it's a separate reason, because I learned from a Tzad HaShavah, and it doesn't have any name. The name is Mazik, period. Now, once the name is Mazik, period, there's a new question. What characteristics do I form? That's what the Rosh means. That even though this thing we learn from Asian Bar, it doesn't mean it's an Asian Bar name. No. The Asian Bar just tells me it's a Mazik. Now I know you're chayiv to pay for it. Now what type of mazik is it? Let's see. Is it similar to Eish? Is it similar to what? It only has one name. It fits into those names. That's how the Mishnah, by the way, explains the barrel. When the Gemara says, told the same, kayyotu ben or lav kayyotu ben, the question is that the Gemara's question was that maybe something which is learned as a tolder, which means we learn it from the Tzadah Shavah, maybe lav kayyotu ben. Maybe it doesn't have any name at all. No, maybe it only has the first step and not the second step. Maybe told the same, lav kayyotu ben means that something which is not written in the Torah, but you have to learn it from a Tzadah Shavah, lav kayyotu ben means it doesn't have any of the halachas of the Av. It just has a shame mazik. It doesn't have a specific name as a bar or a shame. So my answer is no, not true. Even after we learn that it has a shame mazik, we still categorize it in a special category, whether it's bar or ash or whatever it is. But these are the two steps that are necessary in every shame mazik. The first thing is the general mazik, and besides the general mazik, there's a separate thing. Under what category does it fall? That's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says a tolder, which means something which we learn from a Tzadah Shavah. Does it fall under a category? Or maybe it stays outside the categories and it's just Shem Mazik, nothing more. The Gemara answers, tell the same Kayesha then. Which means that after it has a general Shem Mazik, we actually put it into Kayesha then, into one of the others. That's how he understands and explains the Gemara. We saw this last week, yesterday. Okay. And bar also.
No.
Yeah, because I created the bar. Okay, so I agree with you, yeah. Okay, that's a whole new. I need a week to think about it. Whole new revolutionary approach. It might be correct. A nice job. It's a whole new way of looking at it. It might be something to it. Let's look at that. Well, I agree with you that at the end of the day, what gives it let's say the Bishrav is correct, right? Shem Mazik, first halacha. You want to say that's my connection to the. Shem Mazik, what he calls Shem Mazik, is my connection to the actual chayfet. Whatever it is, but that's true. That at the end of the day, what gives it the name, what type of name it gets, is clearly how it is Mazik, how it causes damage to the Nizak. That I agree with you on that part. In other words, the second part is clearly what name it gets. You want to say that maybe the first part, maybe that's not the same behind it. Something to think about. Yes, Malcolm, what's your question? Anyway, you understand that the site is very clear, very solid. I'll tell you why. Because the halachas of Ptur, Kulis, that bar is potter by Kalim, right? Chamor by Kalim. Eish is potter by Tomlin. That only if you can categorize it. And by the way, and the Gemara's Havamina was that told the same Lav Kayetaban means all it gets is the Shem Mazik. Without categorizing it to one of these things, and you want to the tour. No, that's exactly his point. That the two concepts. Shem Mazik just tells me that it's a general Mazik. You're chayiv as a Mazik. Then the second halacha is that after it's a Mazik, which we learn from all these other things, right? Whenever you learn it from, then under what category do you put it in? And once you put it into a category, that's exactly his chiddush. That it's not an outgrowth. If you say that you learn from it and it's an outgrowth, that's where you learn Pashup Shah. He says no. One concept is the Shem Mazik, the other concept is, once it's the Shem Mazik, it fits into a category. And once it fits into a category, you have various coolest and various tools. But now we understand, Beryl, where we're coming at. Comes along the Brisk Rav and says, that's the Havamin of the Gemara. David, you following me in the chat? It's a fundamental understanding in the whole Baba Kama. Go ahead. Choose. because, for example, Eishen Bar, you cannot categorize into one of them. You know, which one is it? But the Gemara says at the end of the day you have to learn from both. I'll tell you one, David. If all you have is a second way of learning, right, that means that if I learn it from both, it should have both characterizations. Right. And it should be part of the book, and the Rosh says not. The Rosh says that's the first shot. I agree, but the Rosh is not like that. Okay, but I understand that. So we all understand why you have to learn like that. Right? And we all understand that you're asking me questions that, no, but once you put into a category, then what do you need the first part for? The first part is because there are going to be cases where you can learn it from two things, right? And at the end of the day, it will only have one characteristic, and that way you have to force it separated. Or, better yet, in our Gemara, that's what he wants to say. In our Gemara, where the Gemara says that if there's only one Karen, so which Karen does the Torah talk about? According to Tysus. Right? According to Tysus' question. If the Torah talks about only one Karen, which Karen are we talking about? Karen Kedusha or Karen Mechuberes? If there's only one, Karen Kedusha, correct? Now, says the Bishrav, takes his question. The Gemara says, Karen Mechuberes, if you have Karen Mechuberes, then you pay Nezik Shalom. So Taisa asks, wait a second, how would you know Karen Mechuberes Yechai? If you tell me you're learning it from Karen Tlusha, meaning it's similar to Karen Tlusha, then you should pay Chatzin Nezik. If you tell me you're not learning it from Karen Tlusha, you're learning from something else, correct? The Gemara says you can learn it from something else. Why? Because Karen, you cannot learn from the other one. Right? It's not the Arab Durchibika. Come to Bishkura, according to my pshat, I understand the answer to this Gemara. You get it? Barrel, you get it. That was his pshat. Unbelievable. I'm so impressed. Let's read inside. We'll see how he gets it. Says the Veda Bishkura, number four. Let's read slowly. We'll understand, a good understanding of the Bishkura. Umemela, the Rak L'Inyan Hilchoseyen, meaning, he's saying the second part. The characteristics are only said, right, all the halachas of bar, shein, and regel, the kulas are only said on the characteristics, on the second part. But the shein mazik, hatol kol toluy, rak v'davka lahazik, u'shmiros elecho. That we learn from the general tzad ha'shavah. V'chol shedavka lahazik, u'shmiros elecho, mechayev. Valkane, Zehu Dikom HaGemara. Now he's going to explain the Gemara. The Ma'u the Tame, I would thought, Ki Polik Gachmana, Bein Tam Lamud, Hanamila B'Keren Tlusha, that if there's a difference between the two, then it's by Keren Tlusha. Ratzalema, the Harei Ha'amlocha Ha'mtsuyemes, Shiyesh B'Keren, that the specific characteristic by Keren, Hu Lechalik Bein Tam Lamuedes, like the Gemara says. Valzehu Dinam Hashem Keren. See, there's only one Pasuk. The characteristic of Keren, is like Keren Tlusha. Now, number two. Vim havim mefashino lekeren dekra dahainu betlusha. And if we say the pasuk is talking about Keren Tlusha in Cain, rak Keren Tlusha, huchishma Keren. Only that called Keren. Avol mechuberes, but Keren mechuberes, lav Kerenu. V'lai nema bo halacha shel Keren, shuchel lechalik ben tamal muadus. Meaning, to differentiate between tamal muad is only by Keren Tlusha, not by Keren mechuberes, because that's not Keren. Slow down. But I would learn the chiyuv by Karen Mukhberis. Where would I learn it from? Lahatzad Hashove Mishav Aves Nizikim. From the general Shatzad Hashove. Kivin Davi Bechal Daka Lahazik Shmuras Alecha. But after Karen Loyasi, his question, I think Mar says in Dafei that you cannot learn Karen from the general Tzad Hashove. Hainu Rak Mikame the Kosva Tere Karen Tlusha. That's only before the Torah says there's such a concept as Karen Tlusha. But once the Torah says it's such a concept of Karen Tlusha, so now I can learn any Karen from the Tzad HaShavah of all the other others, together with Karen Tlusha, just like Eishen Bar, I would learn it from all the other ones, together with Karen Tanusha. Shuv lekapircha de malashkei modem itchulason. Don't say that, oh, these other others are worse because they're darker bekach, they're muad mitchulason. The equal and able, because you can say, Karen Tanusha techiach. Karen Tanusha is part of it. At the end of the day, I'm going to learn from both. I'm going to learn Karen Mukhuberet from both Karen Tanusha and the other others. One second. Umamela, number four. The gam Karen Mukhuberet. So Karen Mukhubez, you learn from all the other others together with Karen Tanusha. But nevertheless, Umikomakam, nevertheless, Hachiluk Shabin Tamil Mu'edis, Lekab Mukhuberes. The difference between Tamil Mu'ed, you're not going to find by Mukhuberes. Why? That in Tamil Mu'ed, Talid the Ikar Hashem Shal Karen. Because Tamil Mu'ed only where the characteristic, where it's written Karen. And where is Karen written in the Havamin of the Gemara? Only by Tlusha, not by Mukhuberes. V'zeu rak b'keren Tlusha. Aber Mukhuberes, lav kerenu. V'av t'chiyuv and nilman b'keren Tlusha. Even though you learn it from Keren Tlusha together with the other others. Aber l'din tamu mu'ad b'in an ikir Hashem shal keren. V'zeu rak b'tlusha v'loi b'mukhuberes. U'memelen, therefore, that's what the Gemara says. The kulam w'edasi, the less b'achidash otam, shal zed vim Hashem keren d'after. Well, that's exactly what you said. I mean, right, that's what you said, but you don't have the whole thing. But that's beautiful, that's the pshat. Are you following me? You're following this Svara. How we got to it, and how we developed it, and how he wants to say it. What's Pshat in Igmar? There's another Pshat, by the way. We're going to get to Rashi's Pshat. Tzvi, let me hear what's your har is. What was that? You gave him yes. Not attached. And it's in his mouth, and he takes a stick, or he takes the carrot, and he goes and goes. Right, the Havamin Igmar says that only over there you're chayev, because that's, you know, that's tamen mu'ed. Why is that tamen mu'ed? Because that's out of the ordinary. That's really out of the ordinary. So therefore, there's a difference in tamen mu'ed. But mukhuberes, I would think you're chayev completely. So he says a simple question. Why would I think you're chayev completely? Where would I know it from? So he says, well, you can't learn from Tushim, because then you have chati mezer. So he says, well, you can't learn from the other ones also. Because at the end of the day, the Gemara says you can't learn from the other ones. So he says, no. You could learn from the other ones together with Tlusha. But if you learn from the other ones together with Tlusha, you'd have to pay Chati Nezek, because I'm learning it from Tlusha. He says, no. Because I'm learning a general halacha, and then it doesn't fit into the category of Tlusha, because not Karen. So therefore you pay 90,000 shalim. That's what Igmar says. It will not fit into the category. That's exactly the point. It'll be told that does not fit into the category. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. What's that yet? Meaning a general mazik without falling into something. Why? Even in the Havamin of the Gemara wants to say, tell the same Lata Yaitaban, which means that every Tolder will not fall into any category. Gemara says, no, not true. Tell the same Kayaitaban. It will fall into a category. But here, in the Havamin of the Gemara, Mukhuberes will not fall into category, just as the same mazik. It's a chance. If it was all of them, but it won't have a tour of anything. It won't have Tamuud, it won't have, right? Exactly. It won't, right? It's not a bar, it's not an ace, not anything. Why? That's the first halacha. That is general shematic. Yeah, I understand. So this one, well, if you want to have any specific halachas of Tam and Muud and of Tamun, and of Bishus Rabim, it has to be in the second category. You'll find one. Here's the only one case where it's Mukhuberes. I think it's a brilliant verse. It's a new way of understanding. Yes. It will not fall into it. We Shem Mazik, the general Shem Mazik. Yeah, only the Hanukkah. Once the Gemara says at the end, no, Karen is both Tlusha and Mukhuberes, then obviously the Mukhuberes, Hamamuot is the same thing. This all in the Hanukkah Gemara, and that's where the Gemara got it from. Beautiful answer. Christ doesn't give a good answer. Now, there's another child which is given. Turn to number 3 in the sheet. And that's number 3, which is the reverse says. Avol memuchuberes, hikshori, kivin the number 3, the third page. Hikshori, kivin, page 3, number 1. Avol memuchuberes, hikshori, kivin the loit shiva, kivin the loit shiva, since now written, mehechetesh, where does it come from? Imet lusha daikat lusha. Varav rabitzak ba'avron pirish. The loy nema daimodai klusha. In other words, yes, I'm learning it from klusha, but it will not have the same characteristics of klusha. Why? The timer, the klusha ain't where it's atal to zimni shum de lav urche. Avon mukhuberes, kivon de urchehu, since mechuberet is a normal way of doing it, machshay pam rishayna ketlusha shalosh pamim kamash malom. What is he saying? He's saying, Taisa had a question that where would I learn mechuberet from? I can't learn from tlusha. If I learn from tlusha, then it's it has to be hatin ezek. What Aaron? What is that? Oh, he says, but in a halumin of tlusha three times, page nezek shalom. Correct? Tlusha three times, page nezek shalom. Says the Rivo, Mukhuberes the first time is like Tlusha three times. Simple job. Now the Mukhuberes the first time is like Tlusha three times. That's way learned. Yeah, but Tlusha has a question. Dayak Tlusha, you ought to be excited to pop for the first time. He says, no. Why is Mukhuberes, by the way, why is Mukhuberes the first time like Tlusha the third time? What's the reason? Right? Because, well, at the end of the day, Karen is still not usual. But it's more usual than Klusha. So Klusha the third time, which makes it usual. So Mukhberes, the first time, is like Klusha the third time. And that's what the Gemara knows from Mukhberes days and Shalom. By the way, I think Rashi says, if you look in Rashi, Abba Mukhberes, number one on the first sitting on the sheet. Abba Mukhberes, the Urcheu, Eimo Kulum Edesi, Afilo Bitchilo, Umishalom Ezen Shalom. Rashi throws in Afilo Bitchilo, meaning that Mukhberes, Afilu Bitchila is like Muad by Tlusha the third time. I think that's what Rashi means to be Medayek, maybe, perhaps. Like the Tlusha, Mukhuberes the first time is like Tlusha the third time. Well, Taisus does not hold like that. So what does Machlek depend on? So I just want to end up with the Chakir because I'm not going to finish in 5 minutes. Even though I have another hold, maybe we'll do it next week. We'll continue with that. But basically, there's a question like this. The question we can ask is, how do we look at Tam and Muad? Right? How do we look at Tam and Muad? That the first two times you pay half an ezek, and the next time you pay full ezek. There's two ways of understanding. Give me two ways. Speak, give me two ways of understanding. Why the first two times I'm potter, half an ezek, and the next time I'm chayv nezek shalom? Okay, why? Right. So what happens the third time? What happens the third time? So therefore, what? So the positive side is right. The whole concept of Tammuz is the first two times. Not, I don't have to watch it. Right? It's not me. I'm not obligated to watch it. And therefore, I'm paying. That's also, by the way, we can go into that whole discussion as well. It's debatable because what? Am I watching it any less? And therefore, I'm only chayv chatzi nezek, so I'm going to watch it half the amount. You know, how is my watching vis-a-vis the fact that I'm chayv chatzi nezek? Okay, so it's not just a pshi on me, because I didn't have to know, right? Therefore, only chatzi nezek. The question is, what happens the third time? What changes the third time? So there are two ways of learning what changes the third time. What changes the third time? So one way of learning is that nothing changes. But you had your warnings two times, the third time you chayv to pay. We gave you two times. It's the same animal, same thing. Nothing changed. But you had two times warning. The third time, now you got to pay. It's a din in the tashlumin. The third time, you got to pay. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it now, that a chatzi nezek animal is different than a nezek shalom animal. A tam is different than a mu. A tam is a different type of animal. I'm not having to pay because the animal to do such a thing, that's not a usual thing. Once the animal does it two times already, so the third time he does it, this is a mu'ud is an akhen. It's not an animal that doesn't do things like that. This animal is an akhen. I'm chayv to pay because it's the first time that he's an akhen. Not that I got warned two times and the third time, now I got to pay. We'll let you off the first two times, you got a half price because you didn't know about it. Last time, we'll make you pay. No. The second shot is that the animal is a different type of animal. He becomes a makhen. A makhen, I'm chayv to pay. First two times, he's a tam. It's an animal that I don't have to know about it. It's a crazy thing. The next time, the animal changes, he becomes a makhen. That's the what thing. If you learn like that, maybe that's what Rashi means to say. In other words, when the Gemara says that Keren Solution, you chayv the first two times, and the third time, you chayv Nezik Shalim, say if you learn that the third time is just a continuation of the first two times, so how could you learn Mechuberes the first time from Tlusha the third time. There's no such thing as Tlusha the third time. Tlusha the third time just means that the first time you get a warrant, the third time you have to pay. So Mechuber is the first time, why do I have to pay? Doesn't make sense. Maybe you tell me that when the Torah says the first time you pay half, the next time you pay the whole thing, it's a different type of animal. Now it's a Nachim. That means Tlusha has two types of animals. There's an animal that's a Tlusha that's in Tam, and there's an animal that's a Tlusha that's a Nachim. So when the Torah says Tlusha, there's two types of animals. There's a Tam animal, and there's a Nachim animal. So now the Torah says, ah, Mechuberes, okay, what is it similar to? Is it similar to a Tam animal, or is it similar to a Mood animal? I'll tell you, Keren Mechuberes the first time, that's similar to the Nachim animal, to the animal that usually does it. And therefore, I'm chayav even to pay the first time, then the Shalom. So this, Machlekes Rashi takes this, would depend on this Chakira, how we look at Tam and Mood. Right, understand? I think that's correct. I think the Nachum seems to hint at that. I think he seems to hint at that. Look at number one on the sheet, the last page, number four, number one. Vanira b'zeh, and it seems to be v'hinei b'ikra din tamu tamuadis yesh lefarish b'trei gavne. There are two ways of understanding. The pshuti yeshlemu. One way you can learn it: the etzem amazik, the tamamud have le'oisa mazik. It's the same animal, the same mazik. That tamu tamuadis lo habesiv lechalik be'etzem shem amazik. Doesn't change the animal. Ela b'shabach mazik the keren nema locha. That time will be is the chayv atoyer and nezik shalim. Brothers, it's tashlumin. The first three times, so two or three, three times or four times, right? Machlekes. But the first three times, you pay half. Next time, you pay the full amount. Nothing changes in the animal. It's just tashlumin. First three times like this. Next time, you pay like that. Ubay v'nachi yesh levar. So that's a pshat. Then you can't learn keren mukhuberes. Well, let's make it similar to the fourth time. Because you got a first time three times of not paying, so you pay. But number B's, Uboy Fanachi Yeshlavar, the Tamumud Havale Tre Mazikim. Two separate Mazikim. The Shon Nakhim Havale Min Mazik Achel. Then the animal that gores more than three times, that's the Nakhim. That's a different type of animal. If he wants to say, so according to that, he wants to say, fine. He goes in over here. More relevant to the other parts of the Shiva, which we skipped. But basically, you want to say that if that's the pshat, then I can say that if I have an animal which has a keren mechuberes, so even though all the Torah says the keren tlusha, but when the Torah says the keren tlusha, the Torah says two things. There's two types of animals. So now when I have keren mechuberes in front of me, since that's urche v'kach, so I can say, that's similar to the keren tlusha, which is by the fourth time, which is a mu'ud, so to my mechuberes will be already the first time, like that type of animal, and that's already written in the Torah, because that one is chayiv, it's written in the Torah, that you chayiv nezik shalom, so to keren mechuberes, the first time, will be like that type of animal, and you chayiv nezik shalom. That's a very important chakira to remember, very fundamental in the concept of keren, and otherwise, but now to the Talmud.